Hello all, I am your host, Darius Alston.
And I am your co-host and his lovely wife, Joanne Alston.
And welcome back to Couples Chat, episode 2. The title of this episode is Friend, Family, or Foe.
Friend, Family, or Foe.
Joanne and I have this saying, whether friend, family, or foe, you got to go. Mm-hmm. So this pretty much, we're going to talk about boundaries. That's pretty much what this episode is going to be about. And first, we're going to talk about our definition of boundaries, because they look different to a lot of people. So I'll start off. So to me, a boundary is me setting a line that your ass can't cross. Mm-hmm. That's what a boundary is for me. Simply put, since you crossed that line, I'm going to create another line that for sure I know that you're not going to cross. What's a boundary? What's the definition of boundary for you, babe?
Boundaries, I mean, I think everybody knows relatively what a boundary is, but for clarity and surety of this episode, I will have to say, to me, a boundary is making a rule, explicitly stating that rule to other people, external parties. This rule is specifically for the betterment of you, for the solitude of yourself, for your mental health, for your peace, and most importantly, you enforcing that rule, and in enforcing it, you also stand to the consequences for those who choose to not adhere to that rule. Mm-hmm. So for you, it's like a line in the sand. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a steadfast rule that motherfuckers need to follow.
Okay. So let's talk about the importance of boundaries setting for a relationship.
Oh, yes, because in any relationship, you have to have a barrier of protection around it. Mm-hmm. You cannot let any and everyone into your relationship. Right. You cannot let any and everything control and affect your relationship. Right. So the best way to truly make your relationship about you and your partner and not the external or not the outside or not other people's opinions is to have clear boundaries. And both of you know what those boundaries are, and people outside of your relationship know what those boundaries are. Mm-hmm. Because anybody, and it can come from a great place. I mean, the road to hell was paved with good intentions. People can have the best intentions, right, but really come in and ruin someone else's relationship. Right. So it doesn't matter, friend, family, or foe. Everyone needs to know that they do not have access to you. Mm-hmm. They do not have access to your relationship. Mm-hmm. And the best way to solidify that is to have healthy, solid boundaries.
Right.
So it's very important in any relationship. If it's a new relationship that's just starting, and you have only been together for a little bit of time, if it's a long-standing marriage, anything. Like, if it's a friendship, even friendships have boundaries. Right. It doesn't have to be a sexual or a monogamous relationship or anything like that. It could be a relationship with a brother or a sister or a coworker. But boundaries are important in all types of relationships, but especially so in platonic relationships.
For sure. I think you pretty much said everything that I was going to say. Like, the importance of setting a boundary in a relationship is so other people can't be looking into your relationship. It's like a house. You don't want your you don't have a house with no blinds.
You don't have a house with no walls.
Exactly. So you want that privacy. You want those boundaries.
You don't have a house with no locks. And that's you raise a great point. It's like there are levels to boundaries also. Yeah. There are like primary boundaries, which could be the walls of a home. There are like cosmetic boundaries, which could be like the windows and the draperies. And you kind of just have those as little cherries on top. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter if it's a solid boundary or a cosmetic boundary. None of them can be penetrated. You have to have the same level of intent with a large one as a small one.
And this is important, too, because you don't want everybody in your relationship. You want your issues, your joys, your highs, your lows to be shared with just you and your partner. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's okay to have a confidant that you feel comfortable with discussing certain things, but again, that is also a boundary, because you don't overshare with your best friend or whoever you want to go to.
Who that confidant is, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of impossible for you to be in a relationship and not have anybody else you can talk to, because you need somebody else that can relate to something sometimes or help you think through a situation.
Or somebody to let you, vent to.
Exactly.
And that's very important. I mean, this doesn't go to boundaries, but since you brought it up, it's important to say, in every relationship, you have to have that one go-to person that mm-hmm. you know when you are full of emotion and you are like over your edge and you really need to vent or just get things off your chest and out of your mouth. You have that one person that you can go to that you know is not going to be judgmental, that you know is going to listen open with an open mind, that you know isn't going to try to tell you how you need to fix it. Mm-hmm. They just know at this point, this person just needs to get it out and talk to, because that helps. Yeah. So everybody needs to have that go-to person. And it should only be, honestly, one, maybe two people, just in case one at the time you aren't able to talk to. But it shouldn't be everybody. You should have that one go-to. I have mine. It's one of my BFFs. Now, all my friends might not be asking me, girl, is it me? If it's you, you would know. But I would like to say thank you, best friend, because every time I need a vent, you be there. So
but going back to the point, it's very important to have those boundaries, because it protects you. It protects your relationship. It doesn't also always protect. I mean, it's not pertaining to like a marriage, like my wife was saying. It could be a friendship too. Have boundaries in all types of relationships, friendships, platonic, intimate. Boundary setting is very, very important.
Alrighty.
How to set a boundary.
Oh, that's important, because you have to have them. But I don't think anybody ever truly talks about how to make a boundary and how to make it work. So that's what we're going to talk about. Because it's cute to say you have them, but if you don't set them up properly and you don't enforce them properly, then you don't really have a boundary. It's like you just talking. You just, you may have thought about it once or twice, but are you really solidifying that? Are you really putting it in stone? So let's go into that. So the first piece of making a boundary is, one, you have to identify the trigger that you have your personal value that you have that's associated with this boundary. Because the only way somebody can really get to you and affect you in a way is if they push a button and pull a trigger or if they undermine one of your values, because that's going to, you know, get you upset.
Right.
So the quickest way to upset somebody is to either downplay their values or to pull their triggers.
Right. And to do this, you got to be very self-aware. So you got to sit with yourself and be honest with yourself and be like, what are my triggers? What are my values? And if you're definitely in a relationship, you also want to do this with your spouse, because you want to be aware of their triggers.
Yeah, because you have shared values. Exactly. You have, sometimes you have shared triggers, sometimes they're individual. Mm-hmm. And again, that's a whole nother episode for a whole nother day. We would definitely talk about triggers in a relationship and the importance of identifying them and regulating them and working through them. But you need to know what those are, because those are going to be the pillars for your boundary.
Right.
Because every boundary has a purpose. The purpose is to protect your peace, but in what way specifically? What piece of your peace are you protecting?
Right.
And you can identify that by knowing what that trigger is or what that value is that you're standing and trying to protect. So first you identify that. Next, you need to identify the people or the situations that are associated with those triggers or values. So, a quick example, if I know I value my family, which I do, what people are associated with that, very self-explanatory, my family. And when I say family, I mean my immediate family. So the family that I have chosen to create, the family that lives under my roof. So if somebody says something bad about my family, my husband, or either of my children, that's immediate, you know? I'm 0 to 100 real quick. So I need to protect that value. And a boundary would be, don't say nothing out of pocket about my family.
right. And another thing, to identify the people or situations associated with that. That means too that identify the people that's crossing that or pretty much violating your triggers or violating your values.
Right.
And I think this is where a lot of people
identify who the boundary would be set
for. Exactly. And I think this is where a lot of people struggle, because they have it with friends, but they don't have that same intensity with family.
Say it again for the people in the back. Repeat the exact words.
A lot of people struggle with this because they have the one intensity with your friends, but you don't have that same intensity
with
your family.
Keep the same energy.
And that's why it goes back to me and Joanne saying, friend, family, or foe, you got to go.
Ain't nobody penetrating this piece.
Right. And so, but what made me realize this was I was actually in a therapy session, and my therapist was like, so Darius, I hear that you can establish boundaries with your friends, but you can't establish it with your family. And I looked at him and I was like, that's not what I'm saying. So he was like, he pretty much asked me a question. He said, so you're not going to let your friends disrespect you in this capacity, but you're going to let a family member do it? And I had to sit and think, and I'm like, and I had to answer that question. I was like, yeah. And he was like, why? Because that's your blood. And I was like, yeah. But he was like, aren't they just people? I was like, yeah. So then I had to understand that regardless of who you are, whether friend, family, or foe, I have to establish this boundary, because at the end of the day, I need my peace. And my relationship needs this peace.
And I want to, like, I'm going to add that I honestly think it's more important to set boundaries with your family and close friends versus regular friends, acquaintances, foes type situation, because those people have the power to affect your peace the most. Mm. Those are the people who have the ability to play with your emotions the hardest.
That's factual.
So those are the ones you need to have the boundaries with. For sure. Because if a stranger off the street said something to you, you can let that roll off your back. Mm-hmm. But if a family member said those exact same words, it would hit a lot different.
They know your triggers. Who know your triggers better than your family?
But and again, what aren't those triggers the things you set those boundaries? Mm. So it's all full circle here, people. It's all full circle.
There it is.
So you have to associate the people, or identify the people that are associated with the triggers and the values. The people that are on the one hand that you want to protect, and the people on the other hand that you need to solidify the boundary with. Mm-hmm. So you have to have both sides of the token and make that incredibly clear. Now, once you know what that is, you can now create the boundary.
Mm, here's the good part right here.
So you make it. You say, if X is what's pissing me off, then Y can sustain my peace. When you know those two pieces, you create the boundary. Once the boundary has been created, no matter what that looks like for you, maybe that kid's stopping access, stopping words, stopping action, whatever that is, you have to explicitly inform people of your boundary. Mm-hmm. It cannot be any gray area. It's not implicit. Don't expect them to infer. Don't expect them to know because how you acted. No, you have to state it. Like, I want you to stop this, or I need you to do this, or let it be known what that boundary is to the person and make sure it's clear to them.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that too, because a lot of people feel like they want to over-explain as to why they want to establish a boundary. The person does not need to know why you are establishing this boundary or how you feel about it.
Yep.
Don't be like, oh, I want to establish a boundary because I feel like, no.
Oh, yeah. And so I'm glad you said that, because making it clear does not mean you explain.
Exactly.
Making it clear is letting them know what they can and can't do.
Exactly.
You don't have to explain why, like my husband said, why are you putting it in there, how it's going to benefit you, whatever. Mm-hmm. You don't explain yourself.
You just want to establish a boundary.
That's a whole nother. There is no need to explain yourself to people. You may need to explain yourself to your spouse. Yeah. Okay. But don't be explaining yourself to random people just because.
And if they ask why, they don't need to know why.
Because just, I said so. Exactly. You never grow up and your parents individual. Be like, because I said so. I heard that so many times. I just thought it was because my parents was fucking stupid. I didn't have no answers or nothing. But really, that's the answer. Because, yeah, I said so is the answer. It may not always be the best answer, but in some cases, such as setting boundaries, it's a good answer.
And the important thing too, when you're establishing and setting these boundaries, just to be very, very clear, you're going to lose some friends. And some family members may not agree with you, that is okay.
You might upset some
And
folks.
That's going to actually be better, because now you're establishing your own boundary by pushing yourself away. So now I ain't even got to explain to you what my boundary is. You're just doing it for me. Yes. So you're making my job that much easier. So, and that's another thing too. Do not feel bad for establishing your boundary. Imagine the peace. Imagine the benefit that you're going to get when you establish this boundary. Don't worry about who it is. Call them. Let them know what's going on. Like Joanne said, you can't sit there and make a boundary in your mind, call them, and then expect them to know what your boundary is. You need to call them and be like, hey, A, B, C, D, E, boom. that's the end of the conversation. You can either end the conversation after that, or you can continue to talk about other things.
Right, and this may be hard for some people, especially if someone is a people pleaser, or you have never set a boundary before. Now,
say that one more time for the please.
It's hard for some people, especially if you're a people pleaser, or you've never set boundaries before. So like, my sister said something to me once and said, you know, she, I think she mentioned something on to the lines of, I cannot continue to dance around the emotions of adults. It's not your job, and it's not my job, it's no one's job to try to make another adult feel a way.
Yes.
I don't want, like my husband said, like, you don't want people to feel bad. Friend, family, or foe, you gotta stand to, it's kind of like, fuck them feelings. Like, right, because your feelings come first. Like, fuck them feelings. Like, if someone's upset by your boundary, one, it just shows that they don't care about your peace.
There you go.
Because if it's really something to help you mentally be better, to help your mental health and for your self-care, they shouldn't be giving you the ninth degree, the 10th degree, whatever it's called, about it.
And a lot of people don't like change. A lot of people, and that's another
your feelings
thing
is not more important than my mental health. That's it.
And it's like, they're not going to have that same access to you. So that's also going to be upsetting for some people too, because they're like, dang, I can't even access you the way that I used to. So that's going to also rub people the wrong way. And I love what Joanne said too, stand 10 toes. Because a lot of people...
Oh, that's the next... But okay, so we're going into the next step. Because the last step we just talked about was informing them of that boundary. So once you inform them, now you web A.
You stand in 10 toes. And what that means is now once that boundary is set, you set it. It's not... like over time, oh, their behavior gotten better, so I'm gonna go back on my no, your boundary is your boundary, because people tend to get better with time and then they revert back to their old ways. You need to keep that behavior consistent. And how you keep that behavior consistent is keeping your boundaries consistent. Stand 10 toes on your boundaries.
And when you end up standing in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, when you win them 10 toes, okay, boundaries are not negotiable.
Say it again.
Boundaries are not negotiable.
One more time.
Boundaries are not negotiable.
Thank you.
So don't allow somebody to try to wiggle their way through or trying to find a back door to your boundary.
Yes.
It's not happening, okay? Also with that, boundaries are not three strikes, you're out. Boundaries are a one-time shot. The moment somebody crosses that line, as Dara said, or somebody goes against your boundary, you have to enforce your consequence. And the consequence is the last step. Once you've told the person the boundary, once you enforce it, if they happen to go against it, there must be a consequence in place. Now, that consequence is up to you. No matter how drastic you want it to be, if you want it to be a slap on the wrist, or you want it to be a shotgun to the head, like, it's up to you, but you have to solidify and put that consequence in place. And you don't let them, oh, well, this is your first time, it's okay, I told you about it, okay, you can try again. Because no one's going to take your boundary serious if you don't take your boundary serious. So the moment somebody encroaches in on it or goes against your rule, because I'm real black and white, it's a rule, don't break my rules, the moment that rule is broken, you have to follow through with the consequence. It's all about the follow through. I mean, y'all know when to stroke. It's all about the follow through.
And that's the thing, too, is like... And that's the thing, y'all. We just want y'all to understand that this is just all a part of self-care in your relationship. Because at the end of the day, you establishing these boundaries, you thinking through your triggers and values, you standing 10 toes and creating consequences and associating people with your triggers and values... That's all reflection. That's all self-care. That's all how can I establish and maintain me and my spouse's peace forever.
Because amongst all, in order to work well, you have to have peace.
Yes.
You have to have peace. So that is the biggest piece. Like, their peace and boundaries are synonymous to me. They go hand in hand. There's no way you are going to truly, genuinely be able to thrive in your relationship with one other person if you have multiple people in the relationship.
One more time. I like the way you said that. I really like the way you said that.
Way you can thrive in a relationship with one other person if you have multiple people in your relationship.
Yes.
And the boundaries are what keep the others out of your relationship.
For sure. And it's so beautiful that way, because nobody is... You don't have to explain yourself to nobody because then nobody knows what's going on between you and us.
Yep.
The only person you gotta explain yourself to is your spouse.
Because a lot of times, like, people, just their opinions, and then their opinions can sway your opinions. And again, I'm sure nobody is meaning to, well, sometimes people do, but nobody is meaning to implode your relationship. But again, you cannot give him even the slither of access to even try.
Because it makes you second guess. And then when you second guess, you're not being your true self in the relationship. You're going off based off what somebody else said. Mm-hmm. That's 9 times out of 10, not even in a relationship.
Yeah, so keep the people out. So that's how you sustain a boundary. We're going to run back through that real quick because we talked about a lot. First, you are starting with evaluating what your triggers and values are that are going to be the pillar of that boundary.
Yep.
You then identify the people or situations associated with that trigger. Okay? The people on both ends. Mm-hmm. The people that can cause it and the people that you stand to protect. Then you have to inform others explicitly what that boundary is so that they are fully aware and cannot pull no bullshit that I didn't know. You knew.
Because I told you.
And don't leave room for gray. Because trust me, everybody will tiptoe a fine line like a motherfucker. Right. Okay? Gas to be clear.
You told me this, but you didn't tell me that.
Gas to be clear. On top of the clarity, you must enforce your boundary by standing 10 toes. By not letting anybody try to find a back door, persuade you differently, negotiate it. What could I do this or that? No.
Just because
what you said is what it is.
For the moment, does not mean it's going to be long term.
And lastly, if somebody comes in the way of that, you follow through with your consequence. Okay? Consequences are different for each person. They can change, but you have to follow through with the consequence. So, an example for Darius and I. We're talking about all these boundaries. I know y'all wondering, well, what kind of boundaries have y'all set? Mm-hmm. What kind of boundaries do you have in your relationship? All right. Excuse me. We'll talk about... what's one of our boundaries? We've got so many of them, Jones. okay. So, which one you want to talk about?
Us being shutting our house down.
Okay. That's a really good one. Okay. So, our value is our family time, our personal time, our wind down time, our nightcap time. We really value Darius and I having that time together. And we have a strict bedtime in our house with our children. Mm-hmm. And when all goes well, our children are asleep by 8. So, after 8 o'clock p.m., our house shuts down. Okay? Like, if a house could go on do not disturb mode, our house could go on do not disturb mode. So that's something that's our value. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that the people that we identify is literally the entire world.
Right?
So a boundary could go for everybody. Right. A boundary could be for one person. A boundary could be for the whole. This boundary is for the whole. So identify those people. And what we say is, like, don't be ringing at my phone. You can't call us in past 8 o'clock unless it's an emergency. Like, and people that are close to us know if it is an emergency, you can get through to us. But just out of respect for us, if it's not, leave us the fuck alone. Right. All right? Now, thankfully, everybody that we associate with, our friends, our close family, our close friends, know this, and they are not trying to penetrate or go over this boundary. Mm-hmm. But for instance, if anybody actually was to, something we would do is, one, I'm blocking you from my phone because you need to stop calling me.
Right.
You very well may get a cuss out. I may pick up my phone and be like, this is your third call in a row. Mm-hmm. Is somebody dying?
And bitch. This is all, and see, what Joanne is right now, she's talking about the consequence because she already told you the boundaries and now she's standing 10 toes and now she's giving you the consequence of the boundary.
Right.
Okay.
And it's worst case. You just get no access to me.
Right, right. And see,
if you can't respect the timing of the access you have, then you won't have any access at all.
And the importance of this boundary, I don't know if anybody picked up on it, was Joanne said that we both get our time. And what that looks like to us is the kids are asleep, we get some quiet time, we can lay up, smoke up, sex up, whatever we want to do, drink up.
And this is when we do our podcast. This is the time we do it. Like, so right now, we're doing it at night. The kids are upstairs asleep. We're downstairs relaxing. Our phones are literally right beside us, but you'll hear.
And we don't use that do not disturb because that boundary is the do not disturb.
Yes.
Okay. And the thing is, too, an example of that, too, was I had a friend had called me after 9 o'clock, and I almost got upset, but then I was like, you know what? They don't even know the boundary. But at that time, very politely, hey, you know, it's after 8, it's about 9:30. Not sure if you're aware, but, you know, the house shut down at 8. Appreciate it if you wouldn't call after 8, not unless if it's an emergency. Boom.
And who gonna say, bitch, now I'm gonna call you whenever I want to? Who does that? You know what I mean? Like, but you have to make it clear.
Very clear.
Because I'm a petty person. I feel bad all the time about stuff. I don't really want to feel bad because somebody called. No, don't even put me in that position. Like, if it's not an emergency, don't call. Right. And I also reciprocate that to my friends and family because I don't call people that's late.
Yes.
Unless it's a real emergency.
Yes. That's another thing. Yes. If the boundaries you set, try to reciprocate that because I'm pretty sure they can only benefit from what you're giving them. So these boundaries that Joanne and I set has definitely helped us, our relationship, because we don't have to worry about anybody coming to us talking about, well, I heard Joanne said, no, you didn't. Or I tried to call you after, no, you didn't. Because when we have so many walls in our relationship, we have set boundaries with everyone and letting them know that our relationship is our relationship, our marriage is our marriage. We're going to go through all the things and we're going to keep it between us.
Right.
And we would like for you not to call out the 8 o'clock. And it gives us time to do this because a lot of people say that when you have kids, you lose that time with each other. No, you don't. You set boundaries to make that time for each other. And I feel like that's what keeps Joanne and I fresh and intimate.
I think showers keep us fresh, but
loving each other is that we both sat down and talked and was like, hey, you know, we do deal with these kids and we do work and we do school and we have jobs and we have our own businesses and things like that. We need time to sit with each other with no noise, just us, just peace, and just be one with each other. And that's how Joanne and I keep that love there is we have boundaries, and it has definitely benefited us because we are still deeply, deeply in love with one another after 6 years. Because
it's just one another.
That's it. It's not me, you,
I Paul, had a thought, Tom, Chris. And I wanted to add, dang, why you got a name? Oh, man. You gave me...
Sean.
But I had a thought that I wanted to get out, and that is... We've solely been talking about the importance of boundaries that a couple has to the outside world. But you can also have boundaries in your relationship with your partner. And those boundaries are just as important because...
I like that.
Those boundaries protect your authentic whole self so that you never feel like you're being attacked.
You talking.
And... the same way you have to create them, you have to set them, you have to have consequences... You need to communicate them. You do that with your partner.
You're right.
So, like, a basic one that everybody should have and should be doing is, and I'm sure you heard this before, don't hit below the belt. Mm-hmm. That essentially just means a boundary is purposely saying something to hurt the other one in the worst possible way you can. That's a boundary for us. We know, do not do that. Don't bring something up to throw something in somebody's face to try to diminish them, to try to belittle them, or just to try to win in a way, because in relationships, there is no winner. If somebody's won, you both lost. But you can still have solid relationships within your relationship just to protect your personal self.
For sure.
Because we do talk a lot about relationships. This is a relationship podcast, yes. But in a relationship, there are still two holes.
Yeah,
there are still two full human beings.
Right.
And you want to protect your relationship, yes, but you also want to protect yourself. So, all that to say, the relationships can also be within your relationship. Boundaries can also be within your relationship.
And you respect that. And then, you know, just to elaborate on what Joanne is saying is, you do that because, again, it all goes back to that one point for me is just that self-awareness. Just having that awareness that I need space too. I need my own boundaries. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are a couple, but like Joanne said, you are also an individual. And just make sure that you respect those boundaries. You keep those boundaries in place. So, y'all, I know we talked about a whole lot. Now we're going to sit here and I want to challenge y'all. And what that means is I want to encourage all the listeners out there to set boundaries. if it's not just for your relationship, but for yourself. Mm-hmm. If it's not just for family, it's for friends, it's for foes, it's for all the people, friend, family, foe, you got to go.
Right, and anybody that feels as though they already have boundaries and they do good in that area, I want to challenge you to reassess those boundaries.
Yes, check them.
Are they working? Mm-hmm. Has anybody tiptoed around that boundary? Has anybody made a caveat to that boundary that benefits them and not you? Yeah. And boundaries, as everything else, change. Mm-hmm. Change is inevitable.
Yes.
So sometimes those boundaries need to change. So mm-hmm. you might want to reevaluate them mm-hmm. if you currently do have them. And if you don't have them at all, oh, we encourage you. Oh, we challenge you. Oh, please. We hope and we pray that you will start creating them for yourself, because I do not believe somebody can fully mm-hmm. have peace mm-hmm. if they do not have boundaries.
And I think,
because if you let everything come mm-hmm. to you and have access to you, that's too much to be trying to mm-hmm. navigate and flow and like just you can't be in a state
and
of peace.
And I think too, what really brings that in is what you said earlier is about the people pleasing, because that is also a problem. It's the people mm-hmm. pleasing. You want to please people so bad that you have forgotten about yourself. This is all to say, y'all, that even in a relationship, remember that you are an individual.
You matter.
And your
peace matters,
well.
Your space matters. Yeah. And to have that to be the best it can be, you need to create a boundary.
And you need to stand 10 toes on the boundary. But I know we really pretty much talked about a lot, y'all. We're just going to give y'all a quick recap on how to set these beautiful, healthy boundaries. The first step is to start with your triggers and values. Again, you want to sit with yourself and reflect, what's my values? What's them triggers? What does that all look like? What's the second one, honey?
You want to identify the people or the situations that connect or associated with those values mm-hmm. and those triggers mm-hmm. on both ends. Mm-hmm. Who you stand to protect and who you stand to set the boundary for.
For sure. The next one, you want to inform those people of your boundaries with pure clarity. No gray. You want to be firm and let them know what's going on. And you don't have to elaborate as to why you're doing it, how you
right.
feel about
clarity
it.
Clarity is not explanation.
How you feel about it. All the things. You just need to set that boundary and let that be what it's going to be. Okay. What's the next one, honey?
Hold on. You set the clarity. Mm-hmm. Oh, stand 10 toes.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to stand on and enforce that boundary.
Yep. And lastly, you want to enforce those consequences if those boundaries are crossed. Mm-hmm. Don't give no leeway. Oh, it was just the one time.
Nah, or be like, oh, well, it's my mother, so.
Nah, right, exactly. Mm-mm. Exactly.
And the importance of knowing that family needs boundaries just as much as anyone else. Friend, family, or foe.
You got to go.
Friend, family, or foe. Treat everyone accordingly. Yep. Friend, family, or foe. Because everybody has the ability to throw you off kilter. Everybody has the ability to steal your peace. Mm-hmm. And all we want is for y'all to have peaceful relationships.
Maintain that peaceful relationship.
Right. Healthy relationships. To communicate. And this is something major that I think all relationships, all people in relationships should communicate. What can we do to bring us closer? Mm-hmm. As bad as it may sound, by pushing other people out.
There you go. And it all starts by communicating heavily at all
communicate.
Times.
Talk about this.
Talk.
Communicate about it heavily.
At all times.
It comes up or things change it at all times, talk about it again. It's never too much talking. Never too much talking.
I feel like relationships are like a book. Mm-hmm. You read the book. Sometimes you forget about what some chapters was about. So you got to revisit that. There's nothing wrong with revisiting. Mm-hmm. So go back. Talk about that again. Feelings may change. Looks may have changed about mm-hmm. a certain situation. But again, y'all, we love all y'all listeners. We thank y'all for listening.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I hope we said something that sparked a train of thought in you.
For sure.
I hope it felt like you were just sitting with us on the couch having this conversation. And most importantly, I hope something we said helps you to have a stronger, better, happier, more loving relationship. Because... Yeah. Boy, does it feel good to be loved.
For sure it does. Peace and love.